We changed our name to the Public Health Institute of Western Mass for several reasons. We wanted to reflect a deeper level of research and evaluation, which we're doing now, not just convening of partners, but using data and informing the region of public health issues, and also the expansion of our geographic focus, which historically had been very much Springfield and is now obviously Western Mass.
And so is there any change in the overall mission or objectives of the organization?
The mission is the same, to build measurably healthier communities. It did originally say Springfield, and we broadened that to say healthier communities. And we have also added in services around research assessment and program evaluation to our original niche, which was convening and coalition building, which we still do.
And who are some of the active participants in the organization?
Our partners?
Yeah.
We collaborate with folks like Revitalize CDC, Wayfinders, Behavioral Health Network, Bay State Health, Mercy Medical Center, Holyoke Health Center, Franklin County Regional Council of Governments.
So all of the big players in community organizations in the healthcare community in this region.
Yes, as well as academia, UMass and AIC, as well as smaller grassroots organizations like Arise for Social Justice in Springfield and the Quabog Hills Coalition. So really from grassroots to big anchor institutions.
You're reporting some new data on a youth health survey that you did. Can you give me some of the highlights of that?
Yeah, so we do every other year with the Springfield Public Schools a youth health survey for eighth graders. And so we've just finalized the 2017 report. And one of the data points that we're highlighting is with regard to students' mental health, and a particular question around feeling sad or hopeless. And there were significant differences between some groups, particularly students who identify as LGBTQ and identify as female, showed much higher rates of feeling hopeless or sad compared to their counterparts.
So what will be done with this data? What will you do to address the concerns that may highlight?
So the Public Health Institute of Western Mass, what we do first of all is we collect the data and analyze it and stratify in a way where we can really hone in on which populations need the most resources, and then we'll convene appropriate stakeholders to figure out how do we then support and invest in these young people in the way we need to.
Did the data surprise you, or what stood out the most about it in your mind?
Well, that is, we did see similar in 2015, but this is an alarming data point that everyone in the region should be concerned about. There's, you know, that some of these young people are feeling this hopeless. So we really wanted to focus on that.
What will be done to maybe dig deeper into the data to find out what may be some of the underlying causes for this? I'm thinking of things like bullying and things like that could be factors.
Yeah, well, what we don't want to do is just make assumptions.
Okay.
So what the next natural step would be is to perhaps convene a focus group with young people who identify in those specific groups that I mentioned and ask them the question so that we can truly understand what their perspective is and then how to mobilize to support them.
What are some of the other initiatives that that you're highlighting? I know you've got some ongoing programs and some new ones as well.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that will be highlighted today is our Springfield Healthy Homes Initiative, which we partner with Revitalize CDC and Bay State Health. And what we're doing is we're working with the hospital who have folks that come in for asthma. And we're then offering to those families, if they would like a home assessment, and then go into the home and try to figure out, is there something in the home that's triggering their asthma, which is ending them up in the emergency department. And so really trying to get at the root cause of some of these health conditions that are so incredibly expensive and could basically be dealt with outside of the healthcare institution in the first place. Another exciting initiative is we, back to the data, we have just released on our website an interactive database so that people can go on and get their own findings from the data. And we wanted people to know that that data is out there if they need to use it for grants or for their own strategizing.
Anything else you'd like to, people to know about what your organization is doing? It's been around for more than two decades, obviously.
Yes,
so you have a lot of deep roots in the community.
Yes, and you know, obviously our public health work, it can be daunting, but we continue to collaborate, which makes it that much easier and more effective when we work together.